Good morning. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. We have a few prayer concerns this morning. Irene Reynolds is in Port Huron Hospital and will be there a couple of more days. She's 90 years old, and so keep Irene Reynolds in your prayers this week and always. Tanya, the Wayneth daughter, had surgery last week for 3 broken bones and a crushed ankle. So she's having probably lots of pain and difficulty getting around, and just pray for healing for Tanya. Today is May 16th, the 7th Sunday of Easter. Its special day is called Ascension Day, which leads up to next Sunday, which is Pentecost Sunday. So your assignment for next Sunday is everyone wear red in honor of and help us celebrate Pentecost Sunday by all being in red. We have an announcement or some information from the bishop's office. It's called Rest and Renewal for Laity. That's those of us who aren't clergy. And it reads, when laity are involved in a day job, family life, friends, and church volunteer work, how do we ever rest and renew? That feels impossible to some of us. A deacon serving Michigan, the Reverend Cora Glass, will lead a rest and renewal retreat. Rest and renewal are so important in our lives, and yet it's so often down on our list at the very end of things to do. So, I think on, watch for this, so on June 11th and 12th, next month, there will be a Friday evening and Saturday morning retreat, which will help bring this rest and renewal to the top of your list. I'm assuming it's maybe online?
I believe so, and I will have more information. It will be in your June newsletter.
So this is just a heads up to watch for it, and so you know what it's talking about when you read it in the newsletter. But hopefully those of you who have internet on computer can get it front and center. The person leading it, Cora Glass, is an ordained deacon in the Michigan Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church. She currently serves as the director of Lifelong Faith Formation at Waterford Central United Methodist Church, where she encourages their church members of all ages towards growth in faith and service to others. She has a passion for feeding communities physically and spiritually. Spiritual practices that feed her soul include Lecto Divina, intuitive painting, and finding ways to incorporate Sabbath within a busy, busy life. So watch for that, more information about that in the June newsletter. Also on the back of the bulletin, you find other announcements, including the newsletter deadline, the bottom one there. Newsletter deadline is a week from tomorrow, firm, it says. Items submitted after May 24th will not be published in the June letter, so it'll be going into the middle of summer before they get published. So get your articles in early. Grief Share class will be Monday, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock in Wesley Hall. Bible study Wednesday at 2 in Wesley Hall. You see the pop-up food pantries this week, Thursday at Croswell Valiant Ministries. And then next week, there's one in Sandusky at the Sanilac Transportation, 11:30. 2 others also coming up this month. And then another event in the works is being planned by this congregation is a drive-through picnic. Mark your calendars for Friday, June 18th from 4:30 till 6. Details to follow. It's thought that with hopefully coming out of COVID, we need to get some things going involving the church members and reaching out to the community. So an early attempt at this is a drive-through picnic being planned. More about that in the newsletter. Again, welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church, where our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And the mission statement of our denomination, go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message, and I am Linda Schramm, your worship leader for this morning. Okay, I guess I didn't do birthdays yet because I buried the paper. So someone in our congregation this morning has a birthday, Sue Platt. Later in the week, Corbin, Anita have birthdays. And anniversary this week is Ivan and Amy.
I think it's Suzanne Bailey.
Pardon?
You said me, but I think it's Suzanne.
Didn't I say Suzette Bailey?
No, you said Sue Platt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading right here. No, Suzette Bailey's birthday's today. Yep, sorry about that. So let's have a happy birthday round. Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And many more.
Okay, and you had an announcement?
I have an announcement, yes. So the question has been this morning, do I wear my mask, do I not wear my mask? Our bishop has not let up on wearing our mask in the church. However, I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here. If you've been vaccinated completely and it's been past your 2 weeks, and no one in your pew has not been vaccinated, you can take off your mask. However, I'm going to also say this. If you're singing and there's someone else in your pew that has not been vaccinated, please put on your mask. Please wear your mask if you are not vaccinated. You may keep your mask on if you're not comfortable. All right? So I'm really going out on a limb here. Please try to follow as much as you can. You may take your mask off if you're comfortable taking your mask off. If you have been vaccinated. All right, this morning, I'm excited. We have some song leaders that have stepped forward. So you know Linda and Catherine and Lorraine and June, and they're going to be leading in our songs when we get to our songs. But now we want to prepare your hearts for worship as the candles are brought in with the light of Christ.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Will you join me in the call to worship? Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs.
We acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him.
Enter the temple's gates with thanksgiving and its courts with praise.
We give thanks to him and praise him.
Will you join me in the invocation? It's found on page 323 or also on the screens. Everlasting God, your eternal Christ once dwelt on earth, confined by time and space. Give us faith to discern in every time and place the presence among us of him who is head over all things and fills all, even Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is number 312, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise.
A few in here and a few outside. So can you guys come outside with me? All right. We're going to go outside. We're going to talk about prayer today. So I know you guys will be able to hear me outside. We're going to go out, Carter and Beau out here. Yep, let's go out this door. So how are you guys today? And the Carter and Beau come up towards the door. Yeah, who else? Oh, we got several more out here. Good morning. It's a party out here. Oh, we even got the dog. All right. Good morning, all. How are you? So, it's good to see all of you. I don't have the mics out here, so can come out to the middle of the parking lot. You guys all good? Yes? Hi. How are you? Did I see someone with a cap and gown? Did you get all decked out for your graduation? Yes? That's pretty cool. Well, this morning I'm going to talk about prayer, okay? And then I'm going to hand these out to you. So I want you to take your one hand, and you guys can do this inside the church too. The thumb, we're going to call the first finger. And when we pray, I want you to pray for family and friends. And how you can remember that is it's closest to you. Your thumb is closest to you, so you're going to pray for family and friends. Mike? All right. So, I may be out too far. Let's come back a little bit. Can you guys hear me? We're going to come back here. All right. So, you got your thumb. That's family and friends. The first finger here, lift up this finger, that is for teachers. Okay, teachers. You got family and friends, teachers. And your third is your tallest finger. Tallest finger is for our leaders, our government, our president, officials, all those leaders, your pastors, okay? Now, fourth is what we call a ring finger. Fourth one is for the sick and the poor. It's the weakest finger of all of our fingers. We can't do as much with this finger. And so we want you to remember about the sick and the poor, okay? And the last one, your pinky finger, it's to pray for yourself. So let's go through it. One is family and friends. This front is teachers. Three is leaders. Fourth, sick and poor. And the last one is for you. That's right. Your pinky finger. Pray for you, okay? We're going to talk about prayer today, and we're going to talk about God rising Jesus Christ. Jesus ascends into heaven, okay? So let's pray. I want you to repeat with me, and then I'm going to pass these papers out to you along with some camp papers, okay? So let's pray. Say, Dear God, thank you for my hand, my fingers, to remind me to pray. Amen. Okay, so you each get a bulletin, one of these. I have camp papers underneath that. Maybe you could help me, Riley. Oh, yeah. Can you pass these out, please? All right, and then you get each. And you know what you can do with these, boys and girls? You can color your fingers different colors if you want. Because it's all there, okay? You can color your fingers if you want. Yeah, there you go. And then I'll take the rest. Yep, you guys going to share? Okay, so thank you. That's important. All right, so I need two more, right? You guys got yours? All right. Tell your parents hi. It's good to have you. And then you guys can come inside with me. All right, thanks. Good to see you out here.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is not the one in the bulletin, but it's Psalm 98. As I looked at it when I got my copy of it midweek, I thought, boy, this is one we ought to be singing, not reading, so I may kind of do it in cadence. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Linda. I do believe that was Psalm 47. It was just printed on your paper. Yep. And I said the same thing when I read it. Clap your hands. I was like, let's dance, let's get ready, let's praise the Lord. Because isn't that what worship is about? Is praising God. We clap our hands, we worship him, we celebrate. And now we go to a time of prayer. You've heard those prayers that we have lifted. There are so many more in our thoughts and prayers in your bulletin. Please remember them. And this week we are praying in our community for thumb veterinarian services. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. O holy and gracious God, we thank you for another beautiful day, for a day that we can gather in your home, in our own homes, in our parking lot, so that we can praise your name and worship you. We gather together in celebration of all that you have done for us. And Lord, we pray that we can hear and see and respond to your calling upon our lives. You know those that have gone before us, Lord. We ask that you help us to remember them. As we grieve and mourn, we pray, Lord, that you will bring our comfort and peace to us. As those who have had surgery or facing surgery, who are ill, who have cancer, COVID, we pray, Lord, that you will bring a complete healing and strength to their bodies. For those that are less fortunate, Lord, we ask that you help us to be your hands and feet, to take care of them, to remember them, to seek out and help them. We pray for our leaders, for this church, for our government, our president, our vice president, for the governor, all who are in office, firefighters and police officers, EMTs. Lord, we give them to you, and we ask, Lord, that they seek you, that they're guided by you, that you protect them. Lord, we ask that we can put our eyes on you as leaders, to be able to lead communities in our state and our world with peace and justice, with love and caring, and with you, Lord. Lord, we pray for all the teachers that are out there, who lead our children, whether it's virtual, whether it's in person, that our kids can grow and learn and know, and to be able to end a year that's been full of frustrations, but can end a year of school with peace and love and learning and education. Lord, we give you ourselves. We pray, Lord, that you help us. We thank you that you gave us Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, that we are forgiven of our sins, that we may confess them to you, and that we can learn, that we can grow in our faith. So help us in our unbelief, Lord. Help us in our faith to grow, that we honor and glorify you in the name of Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You'll stand for our song, Jesus Shall Reign. Gospel, if possible. Found in Luke 24, verses 44 to 53. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scripture, and he told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead, and on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." And when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. This morning, seventh Sunday of Easter, as Linda said, Ascension Sunday, a Sunday that ends our Easter season. For next week, we will be in Pentecost. That's why he's telling them that they need to wait until they receive the power of the Most High. So next week, what color are you supposed to wear? Red. So, you know, we have red t-shirts with our church's name on it. If you don't have a shirt, I have a few extra. I'm also going to say, if you haven't paid for your shirt, please pay for it. Put it in an envelope, mark it t-shirt. If you want one, come see me. I have some, but not all sizes, so come see me. You can wear your red t-shirts next week. Wear your jeans, get comfy. Let's party. Let's celebrate. So, Ascension Sunday. Jesus descended into our world as a baby Christmas morn. God sent his son to us, and he grew in his faith and knowledge. He grew as a man, showing us what we are to do and how we are to live. We hear all those stories. He is our greatest example. He shows us the way. And he showed his disciples what they need to do and how to do it. And on this last Sunday, actually Ascension Day was on Thursday. It's always 40 days after Easter. But we celebrate it on the Sunday. But we also celebrate what our Sunday is for this day. And I want to read a little bit more, found in John chapter 24. I had it marked here somewhere. Just got to find my... I wrote John 24, but it's 17. That's because Luke is 24. 17, verse 6. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they obeyed your word. Talking about the disciples, Jesus praying for them. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the word you gave me, and they accepted them. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours. All I have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, the name of Jesus, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe, and that name, in that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture will be fulfilled. Jesus prayed for his disciples. He showed them. He walked with them. He prayed for them. He has done no less for us. He has done no less for us. He showed them and said, but stay here. And then I want to send you out to all nations, but wait for the power of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming upon you. We have that gift. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we should be praising God and dancing and singing and celebrating because God gave us his son Jesus to die on the cross again. And then rise again. And now he's risen from the dead. And now he's ascending to heaven. Because if Jesus Christ didn't leave this earth that he walked, we wouldn't have the opportunity to have the power of the Holy Spirit with us. Because he couldn't reach everybody. But now, because Jesus is ascended into heaven, the power of the Holy Spirit is with us. Woohoo! Amen. Julian's up here going, amen, amen. I want to share something with you as I thought about this scripture. Don't have pockets today, so it's Okay. We have been baptized, at least most of us in this room, I think maybe all of us, have been baptized into Christ. A lot of churches immerse. We can too immerse or sprinkle water on the head. Immersion is to go into the water and be lifted up. I have done that when I've lived near a lake. We've taken some people because the church has to be there to be part of the baptism. And we've taken people and we've immersed them in the water. And we want you to, you know, imagination. Remember a couple weeks ago I talked to the kids about imagination. I want you to put your imagination on and see this with me. When we immerse, we're going into the water and we're dying with Christ. We're going down. We're dying with Christ. And when we come out of that water, we are rising with Christ. It is the same thing with sprinkling. We don't have to take a child or an infant or an adult and immerse them because we know that God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is doing the act of the work. And so we sprinkle, remembering that they are dying in Christ, buried, and rising again. Do you see that visual? When we immerse or when we're sprinkling, we're dying in Christ. Our sins are forgiven and we're risen with Christ with the power of the Holy Spirit poured out on us. Woohoo! I'm excited. It's a great day. It's a day to celebrate. And so we remember our baptism. And Jesus was baptized to show us almost everything that he did for the disciples, he has done for us. He shows us the way. And so we remember that baptism, that Christ has died for us. And now he is risen from the dead on Easter morning. And today we celebrate his ascension into heaven in order to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. But we have that gift. We've had that gift all along because we know all the rest of the story, don't we? Maybe those of you that are listening on the radio or at home, maybe you haven't been baptized. Maybe you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Maybe you're not sure if you have the power of the Holy Spirit with you. I pray that you will come and talk with me. Phone, person, come and talk so that you too can be assured of the promise that Jesus Christ gives to us, that we too will rise one day into heaven as Jesus Christ has risen because we've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, the question is, we know that he must suffer. We know that he rose. But then he says, I will send you out to where? All nations. That includes Sandusky and our surrounding area and the state of Michigan and throughout the United States and throughout the world. All nations. And I'm sending you with my Father, what my Father has promised. And I want you to go. I want you to go. And what is our mission statement? Go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. So everyone, all the nations can be transformed. So all nations know who Jesus Christ is. So all nations will hear his word. And this stuck out to me as I was reading it this way. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. How many times do we not fully understand the scriptures? That's why it's important to come to Bible study, because when we come to Bible study and when we preach and you hear the word on Sunday, you can actually begin to hear and understand what God is saying. But I know sometimes, especially as I was growing up, I didn't get it. Sometimes the scriptures are really hard to understand, right? See, he opened their mind. And you know what? Jesus can do that for us today. You realize that? But we need to open our minds to having him open our mind. We need to say, Jesus, open my mind so that I can fully get what you're saying, what you're talking about. What is it you want me to do? What is it that you're trying to tell us? What are you telling me? What are you telling our church? And I can tell you what he's saying. I want you to go and tell others about me. Now, I think you did hear me. Did you guys hear me outside with the finger prayer? All right. So, boys and girls, can you help me out? The thumb is? Family and friends. Who's the first finger? Teachers. Who's the middle finger? Our leaders. Who's the fourth one? Sick and poor. And who's the last one? Ourselves. So we need to pray. I put John in with Luke today because Jesus blessed his people, but he prayed for his people. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for all. Family, teachers, leaders, sick and poor, and us. And he continues to do that. And we need to continue to do that too. And then we're sent out to do his ministry, to do his work. And I'm thinking this week, all right, Pastor, what did you do this week? Do we just hear the word and then go? By Monday, do we remember what the sermon is? By Saturday, do we really remember what the sermon was? Not always. So if we don't hear and we don't do, why are we here? So I looked at myself and I'm like, I'm not sure I did much of anything this week to help others. I mean, I didn't go to the mission and do a Bible study. I didn't go to the mission and pray. I had someone else, thank you, Jesus, that went and took care of food pantry. I missed doing that, though, but thank you, because I was too busy. What have you done this week? Have you shared the word of God with others? Some are shaking heads and some are shaking, no. I try to, in my daily devotions that I do 5 out of the 7 days, is to give you a devotion that you can read to bring you closer to God. Okay, so I shared that. We share prayer requests that come along or updates on prayer requests. I also ask you, what are you thankful for or grateful for? But as I look through my week, I don't think I did a whole lot of ministry this week. Ow. And I'm your pastor. And I'm asking you to go and do. But if you don't go and do, if I don't go and do, why is the church even here? Now, I know with COVID, it's been a little bit harder. We're at a different point in time where we're trying to begin to move beyond that. Begin. But what can we do? What should we be doing? We need to make a difference in our community. We pray for Thumb Veterinarian Services this week, one of the community businesses in town. But have we gone and spoken to them, or will somebody go and speak to them this week? Give them a bulletin and say, we're praying for you. Is that up to me to do, or do you do that? All these questions that I don't have answers for. We're working on moving forward and doing more in ministry. But God has called us to do ministry to all nations because we already have the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to wait 10 more days or 7 more days until next Sunday. We can do the work now. But what is it that God's calling us to hear, to do? Are we opening our minds? Have we been able to hear? Do we understand? And for me this week, part of it is like, nope. God, what am I supposed to be doing? Do you feel like that? Do you feel like some weeks just go by and they go by so quickly? I haven't done anything. Oh, I've done things. I've worked. But have I done what Jesus has asked me to do? I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want to scare you off, but I did do a webinar this week. Zoom is great. We can still have learning opportunities. And this week it was on stewardship. Woohoo! Everybody likes to talk about stewardship, right? Yeah. But it was a great webinar. It was a good training because it was about being hands-on, and you're going to hear a little bit of that all through the summer. Not going to overdo it, folks. Just a little bit. Because it was also talking about not just stewardship, but about abundance and generosity. Why do we give to God? And I had breakout groups, and I had to say, why do I give to our God? Why do I give to the church? And I can tell you this, I give because I love the Lord. I give because of what God has done for me through his son, Jesus Christ. And I give my life to the ministry because that's what God has called me to do. Why are we here? I want you to think about that this week. Why are you here? Why listening on the radio? Why be a part of a church? Why? What are you doing for our Lord? What is our church doing for our community, for God? Let's pray. Oh, holy and gracious God, I feel like I failed you this week. Like I didn't do as much as I could. Lord, I ask you, forgive me. And Lord, maybe as our church, I'm not sure we've done everything that we could this week as well. Open our mind. Help us understand. Help us see our calling. Help us see the needs in our community. And help us to follow and be faithful and obedient disciples and apostles of Jesus Christ. Not just for ourselves, but for everyone, for all humanity. Lord, I commit my spirit to you. May we all do so. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Let us now give out of our hearts, out of our love, out of our abundance to our Lord God. May the offering be taken up. doxology. God, we give you these gifts out of our generosity, out of our abundance, out of our commitment to you. So bless them and use them for your calling, for your ministry. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Closing song, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Leaders this morning for helping us to sing. Thank you. I also want to let you know, 2 o'clock on Wednesdays, I know some people work, but not everybody. I have a Bible study, and we're studying Galatians, what Paul is saying. If you don't understand Scripture, you might want to come and join. See what God is saying to us so that we can go and do and not just hear. I pray that as you go this week, that you too will help us celebrate God's ascension and remember to wear red next week for Pentecost. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please wear your mask as you're going in and out. Thank you.